Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Brown, who tags Northrup trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Padres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Salmon, who tags Oyler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Brown reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oyler hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0 for 1 in the game. Podres strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Northrup. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Larry Sherry now pitching. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherry. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Hinton moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball towards right. Northrup catches it and throws to home to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser pinch runs for Del Crandall. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Larry Brown. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Houser moves to second. Joe Askew pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Dick Houser now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McFarlane takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. McFarlane moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Oiler catches it and throws to first to double up Hinton. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.